The current measures in place to safeguard against COVID-19 can also protect individuals from what is being described as the bad flu, so says Chief Health Promotion Officer in the Ministry of Health, Shanika John, who explained the correlation between the spread of COVID-19 and influenza.
Wash hands. In fact, it is not just related to COVID-19, as I would have mentioned before in previous discussions. It's basic infectious disease management. And so we still encourage persons to do that. I mean, people have been talking about having this bad flu. We have received confirmation from CAFA that we do have influenza A in country, which is more or less associated with that bad cold or bad flu that people are referring to. But when we look at the precautionary measures that are associated with flu or influenza, it's basic COVID measures. Washing your hands properly, sanitizing, coughing and sneezing in a tissue and immediately disposing of it, getting rest, staying hydrated, physical distancing, staying at home if you're not feeling well, keeping the kids at home. All of those measures are not just isolated to COVID. And maybe we are, when I say we, in terms of the communication globally, that was really focused on COVID. We didn't really express and encourage persons that these are measures that could spread between whether it's COVID, TB, influenza, or any other infectious diseases along that particular path, so that people can protect themselves.
Chief Health Promotion Officer in the Ministry of Health, Shanika John. Regionally, the total number of confirmed COVID-19 cases in Haiti since the outbreak now stands at 33,756. And the total number of deaths in Trinidad and Tobago since the onset of the COVID-19 pandemic now stands at 4,207. Internationally, immune reactions from COVID-19 infections could lead to memory problems and contribute to brain fog, according to research. The preliminary findings by researchers at King's College London reveals a process which could also trigger delirium in patients. Meanwhile, Japan's health ministry on Wednesday granted special fast-track approval to U.S. pharmaceutical giant Pfizer Inc.'s updated coronavirus vaccine tailored to protect against the now prevalent BA5 subvariant. The ministry also approved the administration of Pfizer's coronavirus vaccine targeting the original strain to children aged between 6 months and 4 years old, making it the first COVID-19 vaccine available in Japan for that age group. I'm Radhika Stephen with today's COVID-19 updates.